That could be the pshat in respect to the Reisha, the first case of the Mishneh. But the Mishneh here discusses a second case. The first case is Kelim Shalim Yoshin Shalim Dabir Shalim Al. Alright. The second case is Hoim Elisha Kelim Shalim Mishamshech. Now, as far as the second case is concerned, so what does it mean, Harizim Yachob Vore? There he doesn't mean Harizim Yachob Vore, he's allowed to put himself into such a situation. But Harizim Yachob Vore means that there is an Isser of Yachob Vore, not that he is allowed. So, in other words, so the same expression, according to Havamin of the Gemore, the same expression, Harizim Yachob Vore, has one meaning in respect to the first case and another meaning in respect So why couldn't we apply the Mishneh to the case of Kenemena Vishena Limocha Limishnaye? Vinir Alid, eine Time, du Matzin Lemema Roche, Mishum Disha, you say, Ashminon Bissure Mizdaya Breche, Havla Ashminon Missure, the Bitnoye Limizdaye, the Oho, because the Mishneh should tell us something that involves a Chidesh, not something that is relatively simple. Kikotone, so the one terrace is Kikotone deny. The other rabbi must listen to the Rav Yudah Slashman. The Horegetone, Yizoya Shaloyishen Yemrishen, the Yoshen Korevu Love, Lidei Bal Yachel Dvore, the Bitnoye Loy Mizdaye. So now that's the terrace of the Gemara. So now according to the terrace of the Gemara, so then it's not strange that the same expression is used in regard to both cases. Because as the Ran points out, in the second case of the Mishneh, so it's also only Yosem the Rabbonon, not Midraise, because it's Dovashim B'mamesh. If he asks us the Tashmish. So it's only Yosam the Rabbonon. So Mimele, according to Tarsav the Gemore, the same expression, Arizim Yachob Dvore, has reference to the first case and the second case, because in both cases, it means that it's also only the Rabbonon. Rabbino Amal Ilom Kedikotone. Umay Bal Yachob the Rabbonon. So, Shani Yoshim Nikom Arine Bishino. Therefore, God. Die Schäme in Bumame, Schick, wo Jachon der Rabbonon. Die Aschke von Tane, die Tone mit Rabbonon, wo Jachon dwar, ey. Und mich im Hoche, Tone, was ist mit Dorin, Harese, wo Jachon dwar, ey. Wo die Tone, Oster, die Tone, wie Schmue es. Ich bin die Schmue es, Oster mit Dine. Und die Tone, die Blitzer und Rabbonon, mich im Messe, die wo Jachon. All right. Na, Schat, ne, es liat ab besser, das ist mich nicht, darf nun sein. If he says, Schat, ne, es liat ab besser. אם תהיו חילי בייסוף יחד החג. So, in other words, he says it, let's say, in order. And he says, שאת נהנס לי עד הפסח, that you should not be allowed to have any annoye from me up to Pesach. If from now on, up to Sukkot, you'll visit your father's home. Im teilch lebuzov echalachat. So holcho lifnei ha-Pesach. Asuro ba'anose yad ha-Pesach. If she already visited her father's home, before Pesach, so the nether was already So the neder was already determined because the tnai was fulfilled already. What is the tnai? Halicha lebeis avil. That's the tnai. So any visit from now, let's say in order, until Sukkot will determine the isa neder of being nene ad haPesach. Now it doesn't make any difference when she visits her father's home, whether she visits the father's home right now, the first day that he made an eder, or she'll visit the father's home just Erev Sukkot. As long as she will make one visit at the father's home between now and Sukkot, so the neder will be determined. So, holchol lifnei haPesach, so the neder is already determined. There's that, so the asur man was here, ad haPesach. Holchol lifnei haPesach, asur. So it's mashma, that is only asur ban mosei if it's holcho, so it was already determined. But until she visits her father's home, so it's mashma from this mishneh, she's allowed to have anuye from her husband. She's allowed to have anuye from him. So holcho lifnei haPesach asur lo yol chaloi. But according to Rav Yudeh, so even though she doesn't make any visits to her father's home, she should not be allowed to have any anoye from him between now and Pesach, because if she does have anoye, so then it will be determined, and then after Pesach she'll make, or after she has anoye, it can be before Pesach, it can be after Pesach, prior to Sukkot, she'll make one visit, the father's home, and then it will be determined retroactively that the Hanoi was Beisah and Bitnoi Lemizdaya. So it's a raya against Rav Yudli. Holchol ifnei haPesach asur lo yolcholot. Omar Rav Abbe, holchol ifnei haPesach asur lo yolcholot. Lo yolcho asur. Asur baal. So in the name, what the Mishnah says, holcho, because the Mishnah wants to tell us if holcho, so it's leike, so it's a nis. But if lo yolcho, so there's only a nisa ba'alme, a nisa rabbonon, that's all. All right, aim a saying. Achar haPesach, so bibal yachol dvorei, if, in other words, if she had anoye before Pesach, and then the visit took place, achar haPesach, so it's determined retroactively that she was eva bal yachol dvorei. The Mishnah doesn't say who is Eivir. Achar haPesach v'yayachol dvorei. So who is Eivir? He doesn't say. All right, but that we'll see. That's stolen machlekes between the Rambam and the Ran. According to the Ran, she is Eivir bal yachol dvorei. According to the Rambam, he is Eivir. He is Eivir if he accommodates her. In other words, if he takes her by car to her father's home. So then he'll be Eivir bal yachol dvorei. It's imis Eivir. Achar haPesach v'yachol dvorei. Vidli sane lifnei haPesach. Now, so it says that achar haPesach, if she visits her father's home after Pesach. So after Pesach, she's not osa banoye. No matter what she did. After Pesach is not osa banoye. So the period of isa banoye is prior to Pesach. So it says achar haPesach v'yachol dvorei. That means, and she had anoye before Pesach. So she had anoye before Pesach. How was she allowed to have anoye before Pesach? According to Rav Yudeh, she was expected to anticipate the possibility of bitnoye loy mizdaye. So it's a ray against Rav Yudeh. V'yidlo yisane v'yachol pesach mikvol yachol v'shine yisane al misane v'diyufte Rav Yudeh ki kotone di yisane. Right now, let's see the Ran. Now, Shat Nenes Likloy Mishalit Tilch Besovich, Holcho Suro, Avloy Holoid, Muteres Lenik Apesa, Koma Shotelech, Avashan Nenes Li Isa, Vim Tilch Besovich, Nai, Ushmav Noim is dying, Holcha Surabano Sivileike, Kaleima Leikohi, Avalhu Eni Leike, Shari Lioso Shemisa, Eloshi Dio. That's the Ranship, that the Mudar is Eivir. V'yefsher, di tane no name ho ashminon. Agav orche, da lo rechive yisure, avroyolov. Because he is not bound to the Isser of Neder. The Isser of Neder is chal on her, not on him. Avla Rambam zal kosav leikehu sheidiro imhene o Isser avol leikehu sheidiro imhene Isser avol hi ein leike dichim dulinat reklau lishaya bol yachl dvorei vilese. The Vaday once discussed this. The Vaday who in the lake, with Abba the Kamfer, me Amuder, Gabi Yishmil Bikinome, Son Ravache, Brit Ravikil Ravache, Kikriole, Chovinosin with Matone, Mimoa, Limon Neise, La Siro, Ale, Alme Neise, Riva Klau, Vamuda Name, Vaday Ova, the Avel Gav Tersim Liachu Dvore, Lo Yachi La Dibo Koma, Vichay Lidovo, me Amfer Gisi Dive, Fer Gisi Deifen, Fish, and what's in the sheaf, a cosa could not go to the Zonish will, is a boyaho, for just this boyaho coma, she is who, for Rahirim, Shahir Lakin, Aladation Shubayahe, Al Muda Lake, Avroma Mide, Hilkahoke, Camino of Lake, Aishakoe. Now, so I want to mention it. So there is a target by a prime. In other words, that the Gemara Meforesh is like the Ram. The Gemara says, Nide. That even may move the Somach Luish if he was magnish something, and then somebody else was nene from that Hegdesh, so he's Chayev Malkes. So we see that even the somebody else who didn't make the Hegdesh, so he is bound by the Malyachal. So here the Muda should be. So what Reb Chaim says, that there are two balyachos. I mean, it's the same love, but this balyachol implies two isurim. One balyachol implies a niser of being mechal d'afloy. So upon whom does it devolve? Upon the one who made afloy, the balim of the afloy, upon the mother. Then there is another balyachol that implies a niser of being michalil the kedusha that took effect through the afloye. That's the balyachol of the miseches nide. After all, there he was magdish the kikya, so it's egdish, and then somebody was nene, so he's michalil a kedusha that took effect through the afloye. So there is another balyachol. So there is also balyachol. So the Shita Sarab, when does the Rambam say that the Mutar is not a Veir? That's in the case where he said, Kikri Zeosar Alech. Kikri Zeosar Alech. So then, there is no Gdushin. Mashein Kain, in the case where he was Magdish, or even if he hasn't been Kinomes, but by way of Atfose, so then there is Kinomes. If there is Kinomes, so that means that to a certain extent, the kiker, if I say kiker ze, oser olecho kikor, and these matvis, so there is a tmure, there is a chil of kedusha. It's not real hegdesh, but to a certain extent, it's like hegdesh. So mimele, as far as achili is concerned, so it's like hegdesh. So mimele, the same love of balyach, that implies that one is not allowed to be mechalal the kedusha that took effect through afloye, so it applies to kenomis of atvose as well, but it doesn't apply to the kenomis of iser. And the shita of the Rambam is like the Ran in Nidorim, that there are two types of Nidorim. So mimele, when the Rambam says that the mother is leike, the leike is not, the mudar is not leike, the Rambam discusses a case of no atvose. But where there is atvose, then the Rambam is made it. Now the other kasha of Yeshmil, because is no kasha altogether. Because they were not talking about Balyachol, they were talking about Mile. Mile, if I say Kikar Zeh Oser Olecho, Reuven says to Shimon, Kikar Zeh Oser Olecho, so to whom is it like Hegdesh? And Shimon, Natan Reuven, and Reuven is not Oser. Yes. No, so why? He can still ask the kasha. He can still ask the kasha. True, the Ran holds there are two types of Nidorim. But the Ran doesn't agree with the Rambam that there are two two Yisurim of Bal Yachol. There is one Yisur of Bal Yachol. The only Yisur of Bal Yachol there is to be Eiver on the Yisur Neder. Not be Mechal Dafloi. And be Eiver the Yisur Neder. It doesn't make any difference whether the Madir is Eiver the Yisur Neder or the Muder. Let's say, suppose the Madir asks it upon himself. So then, of course, he's Chayim Malkes, because he's not Gehuah than somebody else. But the according to the Ran, Bal Yachol implies only one Issa. Not to violate the Issa Neder. Oh, the Rai Lidom and Abrir Fek Yisid Eiv, Shemotzinu Shishu Akos Nakot Nekodu, Vizad Nishmui Yisra Bal Yachol, Fosh Asum Yisra Bal Yachol, Koma, Kishikdu Shehu Vach Lacherim, Shacherim Leikim, Alak Deishay, Mishum Bal Yachol. Alme muda loike, avakav loma mide, hilka hoche kamrin, loike, hilka hoche kamrin, vi loiko, aisheko. So in other words, you see, that's why it's impossible to be minaki the Talmud. Because you wouldn't know how to be minaki. According to the Ran, you have to say vi loiko. And according to the Rambam, you have to say vi loike. Alright, kiko tone di insani, harizu yachod vore, kilei ma avigu viko mashmo. שתזויה מלאני סכנים הפסח, כדי שימתי לך לך הפסח לטוב לידי בליח, תן, שעת ננס לי על החג. Now, that's the other part of the mission. Where the Yisr HaNoye was made for the period from now that is other until Sukkis. Im teilchel beisovi chada Pesach. And the period of the Tnai was only after Pesach. So ho cholifnei ha-Pesach. Asur ba-anosei ad achak. Umutores leilich. Achar ha-Pesach. Because that is already beyond the period of the Tnai. Holcho asuro, loy holcho, loy omarove, ho adin, dafu loy holcho asuro, holcho asuro veloik, loy holcho asuro bealme. Muteres, lilech acha pesach, vilichashinun shemulitis keshov al tnokin ha pesach. So what's the chiddush? I mean, the Ran was bothered by a certain difficulty. I mean, this is such a dover poshut. I mean, so it goes without saying that if the Tnai was in Teilchel B'Sovich Ad HaPesach, naturally, it's beyond the period of the Tnai. I mean, how could anyone, even for a moment, assume that she is Oseh Lachar HaPesach? So he explains it. There could be an argument that with Rabbonon, she should not be allowed to visit her father's home, even Lachar HaPesach, because of Ichshosh. V'lichashinu shemu itis keshov al tno kenu HaPesach, v'matir olelech asye li sanuye, salka echamine titza balichem de Rabbonon, kidei shetis kesh asu olehenis, komashpo. All right, we'll leave it here. I don't want to go into that Gemara because that will involve us too much time. All right, now, so tomorrow, there will also be two shiurim, but the first shiur will be nidorim, then there will be chum, and then, so, right after the vacation, there will be b'chine, and all of nidorim, from the beginning of the first perik, up to the point where we'll have covered. If tomorrow we'll have covered up to the mishneh, daf te zayin, so it will be up to that mishneh. If tomorrow we'll cover after the mishneh, daf yud zayin, it will be after the